The murder of the Russian imperial family on July 17, 1918, was probably the greatest crime in world history, second only to Jewry's crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ 1900 years before. The family of Tsar Nicholas II, his wife Alexandra, and his daughters, Olga, Tatiana, Maria, Anastasia, and his son and heir, Alexei, were pious Orthodox Christians. They exemplified all that is precious in a family, Christian piety and love for one's neighbor, and they loved nothing more than going to church. But world Jewry, despisers of Christian piety and the Christian monarchy, both financed and instigated the Bolshevik Revolution and the overthrow of the Tsar, and finally his death and the murder of his entire family. From then on, the world has witnessed and felt the decline and disintegration of the family, the core of an ethical and cohesive society. According to British historian Anthony Sutton, it was Wall Street Jewish banker Jacob Schiff of Kuntla Bank who brought Leon Trotsky, born Lev Bronstein, to New York in February of 1916. Trotsky recruited Russian Jews from the immigrant population of the Lower East Side of Manhattan and trained them as armed revolutionaries. On March 27, 1917, Schiff sent Trotsky and his group of Jewish communists off to Russia to lead a Marxist revolution with no less than $20 million in gold, today worth billions. That same month, the Tsar was forced to abdicate and along with his family was placed under house arrest in St. Petersburg. In August of 1917, with the Bolsheviks rising to power, the hatred of Trotsky toward the Tsar reached a fevered pitch, and the imperial family were moved far from the sympathetic sentiments of the Russian people to Tobolsk in Siberia. In the spring of 1918, the Tsar and his family were taken to Ekaterinburg in the Urals, where the Jew, Jacob Yarovsky, head of the local Cheka, was given the assignment to imprison, plan, and assassinate the imperial family. Yarovsky brought the Tsar and his family to a former house of a wealthy Jewish merchant named Apatiev, now made into a prison for his captives. Imprisoned for over 2 months, just before midnight on July 17, 1918, the Jew Yarovsky brought the imperial family to the basement. They were told that they were going to pose for a group picture, but the Jewish assassins, Yarovsky, Nikulin, Yermakov, Vaganov, were waiting. Yarovsky then pulled out his revolver and aimed it directly at the Tsar's head and fired. Tsar Nicholas II died instantly. Next, he shot Tsarina Alexandra as she made the sign of the cross. Olga, Tatiana, Maria, Anastasia were shot next. As the room became silent, there was a low groan. Alexei, the heir to the Tsardom of Russia, was still alive. The Jew Yarovsky stepped up and fired 2 shots into the boy's ear. All the members of the Tsar's family were lying on the floor with many wounds in their bodies. The blood was running in streams. The Bolshevik Jews, financed by Jewish Wall Street, achieved their aim. The imperial family, the Tsardom, and the Romanov dynasty was exterminated. But their dream has failed. Today, a new leader has arisen in Russia whom world Jewry fears. His name is Vladimir Putin, a devout Orthodox Christian who is building a new Christian society, a holy Russia, for his beloved nation. And he sees himself in the tradition of Tsar Nicholas II. Indeed, a great Christian revival is taking place in Russia under Vladimir Putin. Already, a plan is underway to build 200 new churches in Moscow under his leadership. Come, join me in the Orthodox Christian quest for a renewed society, a renewed hope, and a renewed vision to save the world from a complete and total Judaic takeover. May the holy deaths of the Russian imperial family be vindicated.